nigga have about to piss. 40 acres never sounded bad. That's gonna make a nigga hack the ass.
I gotta get it.
Why these niggas dancing around the flag?
Politics.
All we want is something we could have
about to piss.
Give me everything that's in the bag.
Oh, you don't listen.
If I pull a hammer, cock it back.
Then I ain't missing.
All we want is something truly black.
I got it, nigga.
Cause my mama gon' want for nothing. My brothers gon' want for nothing. She have a baby, my little lady gon' want for nothing. Yeah. Then that's when I want for nothing. Cause my mama gon' want for nothing. Yeah. And my brothers gon' want for nothing. She have a baby, my little lady gon' want for nothing.
Yeah.
Then that's when I want for nothing.
My niggas all in it, we tryna get it, we up to something. Down for whatever, bitch, I was raised that you run from nothing. I like the oven, son, don't you touch it, the pot is bubbling. We flip a brick in this bitch, I swear the fiends gotta love me. Try to speed limit, cause you know niggas get shot in public. Plus I got drugs in the gun, if I go then hide it from me. If you gon' ride, then ride, I don't need you dying for me. Laughing so loud to the bank, the people, you're a lot of money. But truly, I just gave a homeless man a less dollar homie. So now I gotta make a good withdrawal, cause I'm kinda hungry. Plus I know when I blow, niggas gon' be like proud of homie. But them same niggas gon' be like, where my shot at, homie? So I keep the iron on me, know that it's fire, homie. Don't shake a lot of hands, cause I don't got a lot of homies. Niggas hate, but truly wanna say they inspire Brody. I look in the mirror, there he is, that's my opponent. But it's still a cool.
That was One for Nothing by Dave Brown. And this is the We Need to Speak podcast featuring Mark Radio. Zaya, what's your nickname, bro? You need a nickname.
Nigga name is Zayel.
I'm gonna call you Big L because you're taller than me now. Big L, motherfucking trap. What's your new name? I give you a new name, dude. You got a new haircut.
Nigga, that's trap.
I'm gonna call him Big Trap now. we got Big Trap in the building. We got Taliban the man. And today's podcast is we need to speak about last fucking week. That's fucking right, man. Last week was a doozy for me.
It was
a fucking doozy. What about y'all shit? Now y'all talk about y'all shit first. Don't try to get me started yet. I don't want to be chatty patty. What's up? Who had an adventurous weekend last week?
Adventurous every week.
Oh yeah, this is a song, by the way. We'll go back to it. I'm gonna put it in the beginning of the podcast. You know what I mean? So anyways. But yeah, that was Dave Brown. That was Dave Brown, One for Nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fuck with that Pinot Noir. Trap, right. Big Trap came through with the Pinot Big Noir. Trap. His name is Big Trap now, bro. It's 2020, bro. Big Trap. Yeah, go ahead, Taliban. Sound like you want to start?
Nah, I ain't had nothing to say. I mean,
all right, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about his last week for y'all. I got on live, and there was a lady begging Taliban, begging him. Y'all better get, let me tell you something, man. Y'all better get on line right now. If y'all ain't on this man line right now, y'all gonna be begging later. You see what he got going on my live? This ain't even his live. This live don't belong to him. My Instagram live belongs to me. And there was a young lady begging for your time. What's going on with that, bro? What's up? What you out here doing?
That was something that was, you know what I'm saying, like, people grow up.
Facts,
you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, you know, back in the Roseland days, back
already?
In the, you know what I'm saying? Like, people was, like, size 8 and, you know, thick and light skin, and then, you know.
I don't know about 8, though.
And then, you know.
Let me throw out this thing before you finish. We Need to Speak does not endorse body shaming. This is all on Taliban.
No, ahead, like bro. All of them. I mean, I like all of them.
So, yeah. It ain't even about body shape. Like, back then, what happened was I got picked over a scrub. I mean, a scrub got picked over, well, however you want to put it. The dude was a scrub. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that hurt, you know what I'm saying? And then recently, like, you know,
don't say all that.
Yeah. So
I understand.
It was just like I still my friend, you know, still cool. But I can't ever go back down that road again. So
never, ever. It's just done.
Dead.
That's rough.
Damn, I don't have no dead rows.
I don't. What the fuck? I got quite a few. I did it myself, though.
Oh.
I did it myself. So, you have to have one.
No, I have none.
Because, like...
You got one.
Yeah, I was going to say you got two.
I mean, no, I don't. Like,
what about that white girl? Yeah, that's dead.
No.
You can go back.
That was never alive.
Oh, it was alive.
What wife?
No, I don't remember. What about your last week?
My last week? Oh, yeah. Okay.
You ain't been on the podcast. This is my radio, by the way.
My radio on 1-2-2-2. Ah.
Your last week?
Same old shit. I'm going from home every night. Lazy up there asleep.
Go get us. Go get me a wine glass.
Same old shit. The bar. Like, nothing exciting, bro. Mm-hmm. I got fucked up one night. I can't even remember which night it was. Drunk all the liquor. Drunk all the liquor. Shit, nothing exciting, man.
Y'all niggas boring. Trap, what you got going on last week, bro?
Last week I was trying to learn how to scam people.
Scam? Yeah.
Big scam. Oh yeah, there it is. Big scam.
Had to be, like, down pat, but when I learned how to do it for real. Yeah. It's gonna be some shit. So yeah, that I got into a couple arguments. Ended a friendship, but then rekindled it within 24 hours.
What the fuck? Okay, wait.
Lost a friendship. Let's rekindle it. Let's do a deep dive.
Let's do a deep dive into that. So you lost. Don't keep going.
Okay.
Let's do a deep dive into that. You lost a friendship. How does that come about?
You know, shit just happens. People like have misunderstandings. They feel like, you know, your actions mean something. And that's not even what it means.
They misunderstand.
I mean, I understand them because, you know what I'm saying, you have them type of friends that, you know, you fall out sometimes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it y'all are still friends. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you know? And
if we do fall out, we still gonna be friends at the end of the day. It's just that I'm not fucking with you right now.
Is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. Is it the, like, first time this has happened?
Oh, no.
This is actually the quickest, you know, people actions then.
Yeah, this is like the quickest we've actually like got back on track. Like, it was like it's funny when you think about it. It's like how people be. Who the fuck?
You said you need two more
questions. I don't appreciate you doing such and such shit. And then it's just like, you know, I'm bad at, like, I'm really bad at apologizing, I realize. I thought I got better at it as I got older.
What do you say?
What you say? You be like, I'm sorry that I made you act like after a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him to do
so. No, what I, like, man, honestly, all right, those the way... Your zodiac sign response to stuff, that stuff really is how I be feeling.
That's a fact.
I'd be like, no, that's really what I be thinking.
What's your number?
I'm a Libra.
He's a Libra.
That's in the summer sometime?
It's in the fall.
Yeah. It's still warm though.
Yeah, it is.
That's October, September.
September.
I'm a September.
No,
I'm not
October. My daughter's an October.
Yeah,
so.
Quickie corrected that shit.
No, I'm not an October. I'm a Scorpio rising, then I'm a Cancer moon. So
that's why me and him can have conversations.
But
you remind me of my aunt too. You do. You really do. Like, cause she like, bro. She is the worst.
You don't get no real apology out of this.
If you ain't got no real, if you ain't a real friend, she ain't fucking with you. Like. She cussing everything out.
Yeah.
She like, I ain't invite her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't invite her. Who the fuck?
Yeah, who told her to come?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't invite her. And this whole conversation, and it just brings bad energy too, though. Because I be around there. I be like, is you bringing this? Why? Yeah. It's just bad energy. I go over there to like chill, kick back, listen to music, my thing every time. Then she bring this fucking somebody else over there. Oh my gosh, we lost a whole white aunt. I miss my white aunt. It's Christine.
Yo, Dub, you on the podcast? I'm calling you. I said I was going to call you. You on the podcast? I'm calling you. I ain't tell him to call you. I just said I ain't tell you to call. I just said I was going to call you. Were you at work?
Yeah. I called because I'm sitting here. I was listening.
Only on We Need to Speak.
Oh, ain't shit. We was asking people about their week and shit, and I wasn't quite ready to get to myself. about last week, and I wasn't quite ready to get to myself. So I just called your ass up because I know you had an eventful week too. You said setting up for another meeting? No. I said we had an eventful last week, but yeah, we do need to set up for another week. But on the podcast, we was talking about having an eventful last week, and I called you up before they had a chance to get me to talk about my fucking last week.
Go ahead.
We'll call you back, bro. You go ahead and be at work, though. Alright, bro, peace. That's funny. Alright, bro, I'm gonna call you back. But, he just went to the bathroom. He does a lot. I'm a Cancer and a Sagittarius. I guess we gotta talk about me. Fuck it. I'm a Cancer and a Sagittarius rising. That's why Marcus is a Sagittarius. Mark Radio is in the restaurant right now, but he's a Sagittarius. And that's why me and him connect. And Trap has a Cancer moon. So that's why me and him connect. But my last week was pretty eventful, bro. I had to kind of talk myself down for some shit. And I'm still about to take care of the situation today because I just can't sleep at night. I can't sleep at night having a problem. It's always been that way. If I had beef, or if I had a situation with somebody, or I had a problem with my lady, or I have a problem in my house, or I have a problem at the job. If I just have an issue, period, I just not want people to just like let shit go, or like let it go unresolved. Even if I break up with somebody and I break up with the person because I know they fucked up, I can't just, you know what I'm saying, like leave the situation unresolved. I still gotta have a talk with that person to explain to them, you know, this is why I'm doing this. And I just don't like to have shit unresolved. So long story less long, I ran into a situation with one of my child's mothers and shit, and it was just trying to put me in a situation to where I felt like I was gonna have to do some things that I don't really wanna do to their significant other and shit. And then it just didn't sit well with me. I was like having really negative, dark thoughts, and it just didn't. The future didn't look too bright.
It's warm, it hits you harder.
The future didn't look too bright, so like, you know what I'm saying? I just had to kind of dig in to check out my growth and understand that I really, you know, everything doesn't have to be handled the way that I'm used to resorting to things. It doesn't have to be all black and white. It doesn't have to be somebody has to, you know, be hurt, or, you know, I could actually handle the situation the way I want to because I'm in control. I'm in control of the whole situation, really. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I don't have control a lot of times because, like, my anger, but basically I'm in control of the situation, and it can go the way that I want it to go, or it can go another way if I just let it go. And just let whatever happen. You know what I'm saying? And I think I want to take control of the situation.
Is that a plug? L-I-G?
No. Because I'm not naming my shit. I'm naming my shit. For those that don't know, I'm gonna name the release No Advice. I was going to name it Fuck Advice, but I want my shit to go in different households.
Niggas still need to listen to L-I-G, though.
They do at some point. But, I mean, that shit ain't on the internet yet. Or is it? No, it's not on... It's not on major streaming platforms. You really got to look up Joe Sig to find that shit. Shameless plug. But, yeah. So that's me. And
that shit.
I had other shit too.
What happened? What's the other shit? Talk about it.
Bro, that's the conversation.
Let's
wake the fuck up.
Yeah, like, shit, the other shit happened. Like, I finished my mixtape because I cut off all the bitches in my life. Okay. Pardon me. I was able to focus on my work because I stopped talking to extracurricular people. All the bitches aren't here. I was able to focus more on work because I made a decision that I need to just, you know, focus more on me.
And stop fucking with all these bitches.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying?
They don't do shit.
They don't do nothing. Don't stop fucking with people who stop adding to my life, period. You know what I'm saying? If you're not adding to my life, there's no reason for me dealing with you right now because I'm in a transitional phase. And when you're in that transitional phase in your life, if you're fucking with people who, like, constantly taking from you, it's going to be a lot harder to make it through that transition. And the reason why I know I'm in a transitional phase because I'm constantly uncomfortable. Like, I'm not an only child.
I was uncomfortable last night.
I was fine last night. That's just how I am. I be looking uncomfortable. That's just how I am, bro. If I don't know anybody, like, I knew people. Now, I'm going to tell you, he knows. Or you should know by now. Like, I'm just like that. Like, I may know people in there, but it's a bunch of new people in the area.
Know people.
But I don't know everybody. You know what I'm saying? I just knew you, Beesh.
You know me, I kind of knew your cousin. My brother.
Yeah, that was it. Like, that was
nigga,
it.
That was the party.
I knew Ryan. Ryan was there. You know, it was right. A couple. I kind of know Ryan.
You knew everybody.
I don't know that nigga with the dreads. That's the other Ryan.
That's the other Ryan.
That's the other Ryan. I don't really know him. Right, I barely know the other
was
Ryan.
There more people there that you
it was a lot. It was a few women. It was like six women I ain't know. They was there. It was like two guys that was there that I don't really know that well. So me, I like to sit back and observe. And I don't want nobody to know nothing about me before I know everything about them. So I'm just like chilling, getting a grasp on what's going on and watching everything at the same time. But I'm aware of what's happening. But these niggas, since they so protective.
Fucking vibes.
Since they so protective.
Had a party.
All they keep doing is, are you all right? You good, bro? You need anything, bro? You know you my nigga, bro. I'm like, just relax. I'm just chilling. Bro, like, I'm just chilling. Sure. But I understand what
is
was coming
from. Is this an ashtray,
yeah. Texas, yeah.
That's not really an ashtray, but you can use it. But like I was saying.
I mean, you do be like,
I got to.
And I'll be like, damn.
You know what?
That's my comfortable space to be
you
able to see people when they can't see me. I apologize.
If I didn't drink like a fucking fish, you really would have made me feel uncomfortable. We would have had to leave.
You see, but no,
these are my people.
I gotta watch people, bro.
You are my brother.
I just said I gotta watch people.
You don't make me uncomfortable because it's like, okay. Not everybody needs to be like jumping around and shit.
Right.
You always gonna need a shooter. You know what I'm saying? You low key
That was part of it too, because there was too many guns in the house.
That's a fact, that's another thing. From why that I'm used to being around niggas with guns all the time.
Right.
That's why I live the Taliban. So I'm used to being around niggas with guns all the time. But when people start touching guns a lot, I'm really going to sit still because I got to pay attention to what the fuck is going on, because if somebody accidentally let the gun go off, then what? You know what I'm saying? People playing too much. That's why I don't go over that house like that because he stay playing with his fucking gun.
Always.
That's why, because he ain't never had, he ain't never did no street shit. That's why, pardon me, I'm just going crazy.
Okay, we're
going
to have to take some things out of
this podcast. My bad, but yeah, like.
Okay, where time are we at right here? Because yeah, you got to take this shit out.
Alright, we at 23 minutes. I already know.
Oh, we're at 23 minutes? Damn.
Yeah, we at 23 minutes.
Yeah, just go ahead and X that out. But yeah, we can go on all day about that shit. Take that out too. But but yeah, no, that nigga, always. And everybody be touching the gun. And I feel that everybody is like trustworthy, I guess, with each other and everything. But I'm just like, I've seen things and heard of things happening. Stuff in my family. Accidents, freak accidents. And I'm just like, please do not point that my way.
Accidents.
Because, bruh.
Yeah. And then, like, I need time to warm up. You have to understand, bro. You a fire sign. You don't need time to warm up. That's your element. Like, you're in your element. You love a lot of movement and motion and shit. Water. And water likes to be still.
I'm sorry.
Drake,
you want some?
Yeah, I'm going to just put it right here.
Water is at its best when it's still, but water is adaptable. It can take any form, and you can heat the temperature of the water, you can freeze it and make it solid. You can do a lot of shit to water. You can play around with water, but water by itself loves to be still. That's how it performs well. So I sit still, I watch and observe everything around me. I take it all in, then I decide how I should present myself. And it could be it may seem manipulative, but really it's to everybody else's benefit more than it is to mine, because if I know how to engage with you, then I can focus on not making slight mistakes like most people do. Like most naturally extroverted people, like fire signs, they can easily offend people by accident because of the extroversion. They don't really care about, they care about it, but they don't really think about it first. How should I engage somebody? They just more or less, I'm gonna be myself. Right, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna just be myself. Like, if you don't accept me, it is what it is. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But me being a water sign, it's not about me not being myself, because I can be anything, whatever I choose to be at the time. That's why they call us moody, because we don't really have a set way that we are. We're different with everybody. And you'll get a different explanation of who I am from everybody, with several little key things. But anyways, I was comfortable. But to get back to the uncomfortable thing, is like, I constantly feel uncomfortable. Like, I'm used to being alone because I got a my sister's 5 years younger than me, and she's a girl, obviously. She's younger than me. And I'm a guy, so like, I'm so used to being alone, like, I'm fine, but I find myself being uncomfortable alone. You know what I'm saying? Or I find myself uncomfortable with myself sometimes, or just uncomfortable with my living space, and it's only because that I'm growing as a person. And when I find myself in other places that I feel I should belong, I'm comfortable though in those places. So I'm just in a transitional space.
I'm three or four more years, he's gonna be catching the bus to your house.
Nah, that nigga probably gonna be driving. Like, yeah. I'm getting Zael right. Like, I'm getting Zael thinking about money right now.
Zael can catch the bus now.
Yeah, he can. Like, yeah. I've been catching the bus since I'm like, what, 10, 11? Yeah, he can do it now. He can
take train, all that shit.
He could, but his mom stay like nowhere near a bus line.
Oh,
he gotta take a long ride.
That mean you got.
He never stayed on Tuck. Oh, his grandmother stayed on Tuck, but he stayed south side. He stayed near the train. We stayed on south side. But nah, this nigga never really stayed like on the west side unless he was with me, huh?
He got somebody
up. Nah, he don't. Maybe. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. Shit, I don't know how niggas riding these days. But I just told this nigga, like, yo, listen, do not worry about these fucking girls. I constantly tell him, like, yo, do not worry about these girls. They, at your age, they just can't wait. You know what I'm saying?
Zael is his father's son. Always remember that.
Yeah, but and this is why I'm explaining to him, like, you don't need to be worried about no girl, because they're just, at this age, they just waiting. They just as curious as you are. So if you get money, you don't have to worry about a damn thing, especially when you're older, because you got money, like, it's like, it's nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can just be yourself, buy nice clothes, buy nice shoes. And then that just attracts people in general. But right now, I'm just trying to teach them how to understand the importance of having money, what that means.
That's a fact.
What it means to spend money. Because I took him to buy his own clothes. Not to know, it's the first time he ever bought his own clothes. And he was like, he didn't know how to use the car. He was in line. And he was looking real crazy. Yeah, this nigga.
I know how to use that car.
No, you didn't, bro. You said you
wove that stuff.
Oh, she did? Yeah, the person who's been doing retail for years?
She said it was broke. Oh. I had to swipe it. So yeah, okay.
You see my nigga? Check him out.
In Zael's defense, the person at the fucking counter didn't know how to
use it. Oh, yeah, that's what we're going to roll with.
She said the car was broke.
Yeah. The nigga that's been at the counter for all her life didn't know how to use anything. But anyways...
He said the machine was broke.
Okay. the first experience he had was with a retail professional who didn't know how to use his car. And it was his first time using it, and he was just like, it had a chip. Well, did it have a chip? It was a prepaid card. It was like a state credit card.
Oh, well, they probably didn't know how to use it.
We not rocking with that shit. But anyways, my nigga was like, yo, that was a weird experience. And I'm like, yeah, buying your own shit. And then, like, when we left and shit, I'm like, you hungry? He like, yeah, but I knew he had $9 left on his card and shit. So I'm like, oh shit, what you want, some Chinese food? He's like, hell yeah. I'm like, all right, well, you can get that shit yourself. That nigga's face immediately was like, yo, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, see, $50 went in what, 20 minutes? This is money, my nigga. Like, money is not... That shit ain't
no joke.
$50 is nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, $50 is absolutely nothing. So now you know how much money you need to have. Then I broke down my expenses for the month. And I was like, so you just had $50. That was gone in 20 minutes.
Expenses for the whole month?
Hell yeah. What the fuck? Yes. Of course. Like, I definitely can. I break no shit. The reason why I do is because every month I write all my shit down. And I, like, kind of keep a gauge on how much I'm spending on gas and food. And just natural shit. Like, I just always do that shit all the time. It's a good practice to have. Well, I mean, I'm definitely spending more money than I'm making. I'm gonna tell you right now, my expenses is I got $1,000 overhead, and I'm not profiting.
Where did you go to buy your clothes, all right?
I got you, bro. Bro, I took good the choice. Bro, the brother's TJ Maxx.
Yeah, good choice.
But that was my choice because And then, I'm going to tell you about this nigga, too. I'm going to tell you about my nigga. So, we going Burlington. What's the name of that shit you bought? You was trying to buy? Yeah, that shit didn't even have a name on it. He was just like, yo. He was like, yo, these look good. Yo, these are like 16. I'm like, yo, listen, put that shit up. And some Air Apostle and some Puma over there for the same price. Yo, come on, man. Don't do that to yourself. and like I had to show him, like, listen, it's not about the name brand. Sometimes it's about the quality. But in this case, Aeropostale always makes good clothes. Puma is known for making top-of-the-line quality clothes. And then you got a good price on it. And it's kind of semi-in fashion now. Like, put your money in that direction. So, like, I managed to get him, what was it? What you get? Three pair of pants? Three pair of pants and a shirt.
Puma come up in the game?
Puma been
they
up.
Back.
Puma back.
They
you know, Puma
back.
Been up.
No,
though,
they came
you know?
Back.
Puma been up, but like, it just came back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they was there a long time ago.
It's like how Fila came back. It was like...
Well,
I don't know about
Fila. Nah, Fila is never going to... It's not going to quite make it
No,
back.
It's like champion.
Fila came back with them damn shoes.
No, it's
yeah,
like
but
champion.
You ain't going to never see nobody rocking no fucking Fila, though.
Yeah, you will, them fucking shoes.
What, you talking about Grand Heels?
The Disruptors.
Oh, I don't know
yeah,
about
the,
that.
Yeah, the big ones with, like...
I just don't want to catch somebody wearing them.
Yeah. But, no, Champion came back.
Yeah, Champion came back looking crazy.
Them niggas
That makes no sense.
What the fuck?
That makes no sense. Yeah, Champion is doing a very good job.
They don't have no kids.
Yeah. That's a fact. You don't have no kids.
My 14-year-old.
That shit is real. But see, Puma,
and then the whole high school.
Oh yeah, that's trash. Like girls be wearing that shit. I be seeing Doja Cat and people in that trash.
Yeah, I never seen.
Okay,
I
so
have, bro.
Confession time. Okay, so I did buy those bitches.
And you put them back?
I haven't worn them since. First of all, let me tell you something, Fila, you bitches. So let me tell y'all something.
How much you hit
y'all,
on?
They were only like
about 40.
They were only they're like very cheap, cheap. But you bitches make your shit so fucking small. And this is for all your shoes. So I wear a size 11, okay? When I buy a size 11, it feels like I'm wearing a size 9. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
That's right.
So I had to get a size 12 in these bitches. I look like a fucking clown. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm about to send these bitches back. So I ordered them. No. Fila, like y'all tried it. But that's all I really want to say about
it. Yeah, stay away from Fila, bro.
Yeah, they make their clothes way too big. If you wear a size 11, if you got big ass feet like me, no.
Puma has made a comeback because, and I do agree.
Can
with
I go you. Ahead and say that breaking news you just showed me?
You give me a second. I'm gonna go ahead. Get to that shit though. But Puma is supporting a lot of black businesses. First, they started with Nipsey, and then they moved on to a couple other people.
They started with like
some running people, right?
What's his name?
Not Usain Bolt.
Nah, with
We'll come back to it. and then they start fucking with the niggas from Burnt Rubber. Like they let them come out with their own shoe, but they fuck with a lot of black owned businesses and shit. Like that.
Meek.
No, they was definitely with Nip before Meek. They was with Nip before Meek, because then they was doing like the BMW crossover and like all the other shit. But Taliban, yeah, you gonna break that news, bro. That's okay. Some real shit.
This is breaking news. That I've just been, it's been reported by the New York Post, TMZ, everybody pretty much, Fox News. Kobe Bryant has died at the age of 41 in a helicopter crash. So, just let y'all know.
What?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's everywhere. Like, yeah. I just showed him on my phone when I seen it.
Yeah.
It was,
Kobe Bryant reportedly killed in California helicopter crash.
Oh my gosh, this is this part.
Yeah, man, like this shit.
24 minutes ago.
Bro. Yo.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Bro, I just seen it pop up. Yeah.
Immediately, bro. This is it. It seems like all this stuff is happening. It's always been happening, but the fact that we got the internet allows us all to be able to be connecting with stuff in a way we never have. So,
because we wouldn't have heard about that until tomorrow if it was just newspapers back in the day.
On top of that, you know, and then everybody hears it once, you know what I'm saying? So it's different. It impacts you different because you get to see these people every day. Man, this is the great thing about the internet is that it's not about being able to receive news fast. Is that we're all connected in a way that we never have been before.
And with that shit. Come on.
Now, you know how we got our famous people that before when we used to idolize, we listened to their music, and we just seen them on TV from time to time. But on the internet, we've been able to see them, their personal lives. We've been able to be drawn into who they are as a person, get to see their posts, get to kind of understand them, how they really act. And how they, you know, behave and how they operate, and because of that, we feel a lot closer to people than we are before. And I give applause to that to the internet, but Kobe Bryant was a staple in the black community. Went from high school straight to the NBA, straight to the leagues. One of the first people we heard about doing that. Rest in peace to that man. Last year it was Nipsey. Yeah, man. Like, people die. You know, I don't want to say it like that, but people die. So everybody just, you know, stay vigilant. Understand it. It's just something that just happens. And, you know, try not to make this about you. Because at the end of the day, it's family suffering. And also, that man lost his life. You know what I'm saying? Your life is still here. So take that into account and don't wait till tomorrow. Period. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till the next hour. Anything you want to do, get started on that right now. Because, you know, this nigga died living his best life. And you might be living your worst life right now, thinking you got a lot of time. So, that's what I want to do on that.
So, I mean, just hearing about that. So, like, I've been on a plane a couple times. How do y'all feel about flying?
Like, I'm fine. I love flying. Like, when first time I flew, I was like, why do I drive?
I was
confused.
The first time I was on a plane, the first time I was on a plane, I had a panic attack. I fell asleep, woke up, panic. I didn't know what was going on. But my second time on the plane, I was good.
I mean, I enjoy flying too, you know, and it's tragic that things happen like that, mechanical errors and stuff like that, you know, because Aaliyah died the same way, and that's what popped in my mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't know where was he at in the process, but, you know what I'm saying, like, Aaliyah didn't even leave the runway. Queen Elizabeth died in a car accident, you know, leaving some event, and it was just like, it's bizarre, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way people life ends sometimes.
You ain't got no control over it, man. This is as to everybody thinking that they need to wait for the special moment to do anything. You're doing yourself a disservice because nobody and nothing is waiting on you. Nature is happening every single moment of the day, and you can try to stay stagnant. You can procrastinate all you want, but I'm telling you, nature is not. Does not take time off, is relentless. And the nature of destiny is always at hand, no matter what you're doing. So, like, hey, man, try to get it all in while you can, man. Make the best decisions.
Make the best decisions.
Not the perfect decisions. Make the best decisions with the shit you got. Big trap. My apologies. Big scam.
Big trap.
But no, as far as flying on a plane is concerned, I mean, I actually, honestly, I hate flying. I only do it because I have to.
I hate flying.
But like when I have to sit in a car for like 10 hours to get somewhere, I'd rather fly. But like honestly, I know I really hate flying, and this really just like made me not want to fly anymore, because I'm about to take a trip this year, and I'm just like, oh, God.
Well, nah, I mean,
this shit is annoying.
Well, statistically, you'll die in a car wreck before you die in an airplane crash, my nigga. So, I mean, don't even be worried about that shit. Like, and then on top of that, you can't be scared to come out your house. Like, I remember, and this is some real shit, I remember being younger, man, and my uncles, plural, and my cousins, my older cousins, my older uncles. This is why they're no longer here today. This is why they're in jail. And this is why they're dead. It's because they were fucking wild. And I remember being like a child, you know, going, seeing what they was going through and stuff, and just being like, I don't even know why they risk it. Like, I don't know why they like do all this crazy shit. And it terrified me to be like, be out here on some street shit, because I just saw like the other side of it. Like, you know, niggas coming home crying because their friend is dying. Niggas coming home shot. You know, my cousin Quan was like, Quantez was like 13. He got shot in the head. His whole head, he had a whole like cut on his head. Well, they did surgery to get the bullet out around the side of his head. And I saw, you know, the scar that it left. And I just thought like, yo, it's not worth it. But as I got older and just started being out there, it's not something you really think about when you out moving the way that you move. And I said that to say, as long as you are in the middle of living your life, you can't be afraid of anything, because you don't have control of anything. You got to live the life that's yours. You don't have it, because just like I seen them living that life and wild shit was happening to them, I also saw, I remember when I first went to my first little friend's birthday party I went to, the very next day, his twin brother killed him with a gun. I rap about this in one of my songs. Found a gun at the playground, and they thought it was a water gun, and shot him with it and killed him. And it's like, none of those kids were being bad. Those are like, when I was at their party, these were the most behaved kids. Like, they had more manners than I did. Here's another child losing his life. When I was in kindergarten, I was in the second grade, it was these two twins. One name was Moses. They went swimming with their father. When they went fishing with their father, both of them fell out of the boat. His dad can only save one. And then the next day, I found out that I just met Moses that day, drowned in the river. And these are two, like, once again, these are two good kids. And it's like, you don't have control over this shit. So trying to say, I'm going to avoid this, I'm going to avoid that to prolong my life, it makes no sense at all. The only thing you can do is just, like, do what's best for you. Yeah. Whatever's going to make you happy, do it. Hopefully, it does not interfere with somebody else's life or do anything one of them, or you don't want to hurt anybody else, but just live your life, man. It's like, you don't have control of this shit, that period. You can't tell yourself when you're gonna go anywhere. I'm not a super religious person, although I'll wait till I get there first. I'm not a super religious person, but we are dealing with things that are not of our, essence. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with something that's way bigger than us, and it's not you, my nigga.
I really want to know. I really have a question, though, about this stuff. Because all of that's fine, and I do understand what you're saying. But, like, with all the freak accidents that happen out here in the world, and, like, with all of these, like, big names, not that it's just the big names that are dying. It's people that aren't big names that are dying from stuff that's just crazy and stuff.
That's a fact.
But when you hear about big names dying in this, like, these type of situations, why is it that they're not taking, like, extra precautions to prevent stuff from, like, this happening. Well, I know, like, you know, accidents do happen, whatever. But, like, you know, what is it about parachutes that they just don't fucking, you know, have them on board for everybody? Like, what is it? Like, what exactly is going on? Because I find it strange that this isn't the first time, and Aaliyah isn't the first time, nor was she the last time, that a plane crash happened and a celebrity was on board. Plane crashes have been going on forever.
Right.
Like, why is it that y'all aren't taking, you know, why aren't y'all doing something different now? Like, hey, okay, listen, this keeps happening. We don't want this. Like, my thing is, yes, it's, I understand we have to live our lives and everything. We can't be scared. But niggas don't want to die. Point blank and fucking period. Like, it's like, okay, it's like, I know if I do this thing right here, I have a good chance of dying right here. So I might just take a different route and not do that anymore. And that's really what it's looking like for flying. Like, people are terrified of fucking flying. And I'm one of them people. Well, I just do it because, shit, I fucking don't feel like driving or taking the fucking train because I got to sit on there for fucking the whole ass day. So it's like, I'm just trying to understand. Why the fuck are these big-ass corporations that's making all this damn money, what are y'all asses doing? Are y'all, like, what are y'all doing with this money? Because it's like, it's the same shit every fucking time. There's a plane crash every fucking year, honestly. So I don't understand.
Well, you can't. There's no such thing as perfection. That's number one. Number two, parachutes don't work at a certain altitude. Number three, you have to have the presence of mind and a semblance to be able to go get a parachute when something like that is happening. And we talking about human beings.
And you talking about an airplane. This was a helicopter.
Yeah, we talking about a helicopter. They could have been spinning out of control to where nobody could even get out of their seat. And it could have been moving so fast that even if he had time to get to his helicopter and tell it to the parachute, if he would have jumped out, he still would have like ran into a mountain or whatever the fuck it was. So it's like, it's no precaution that you really can do for human error, and we do the best that we can. I mean, is the number of plane crashes have went down significantly. It's just like the same thing when I get mad about every time it rains, there's 1,000 crashes in Charlotte. I'm like, nobody knows how to fucking drive.
Nobody knows how to drive in
the water. But at the end of the day, it's really, sometimes shit just happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know excellent drivers who have driven the crash in the rain. Hell, I've even almost crashed in the rain, and I'm pretty good. So it's like, shit just happens, and you don't know what you'll do in that situation till you're in that fucking situation, period. It's no control, man. It's no control. But I'm not bungee jumping.
You're not bungee jumping?
Niggas can suck my dick. That's crazy. Why?
Niggas not gonna suck your dick, but.
Nah, you're not y'all. I mean, you know, not any guy. I mean, like, figure of speech. I'm not doing that shit.
I'm jumping out the plane, nigga.
Before I go on a bungee cord, I'm going to ask Mike Tyson to really suck my dick, like, before I get on the bungee. Because that's a better risk I'm ready to take. Because Mike might have catch me.
I'm jumping straight out the motherfucker.
I'm like, I mean, I'm going to meet it, too, when I tell him. But this nigga Mike got to catch me, my nigga.
I'm jumping straight out the plane with a motherfucker attached to my back.
Well,
I'm jumping.
You going to be doing all the bridge, first of all.
And if I land...
You skydiving?
Yeah, I'm skydiving.
This is stupid.
Nigga, no, that's a Lego. A one thing, you know what I mean?
Is that part of your bucket list?
Yeah, I got to.
Like, I want to scuba dive, but I don't know about skydiving.
Nigga, you crazy. You want to go underwater with the sharks?
I mean, you got the dumb, you know, thing on your mouth, you good. Like, I just want to see what's under
shit,
there.
No, I'm jumping straight out the sky.
Shit, that's going to take your breath away. You can't talk.
I don't give
just
a
like
fuck.
Just like riding drop zone.
That nigga behind me, you know what the fuck he doing. He better.
So
nigga on my back better know what he doing.
So,
So, Bally, this is what I said. I said I want to scuba dive. I say scuba diving is part of my bucket list.
Scuba dive with what, though?
Huh?
Scuba dive with what, though?
Just scuba diving.
That's what you want to do?
That's my bucket list. That's something I want to do.
You ain't going to scuba dive with sharks or whales?
Just in the ocean. Just, thank you, know.
That's dangerous, too, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's real dangerous.
The dude from Australia got hit with a stingray. Yeah.
Oh, we're not even thinking about that. Steve Irwin, rest in peace. I'm talking about, did you know when you scuba dive, there's a certain way you have to resurface.
Yeah.
Or your lungs could explode.
Nah, I ain't going to.
You see what I mean? You see what the fuck I'm talking about?
It's a big
ocean. I mean, we're not even talking about super deep, my nigga. We're talking about scuba diving. You have to ascend a certain way and breathe a certain way, or you could cause yourself to have an aneurysm or your lungs explode. You just can't just come up. You can't just depressurize and be like, oh, I'm good. You're like a mini submarine, but you just can't go so far. What do you want to do to risk your life for fun? Because these niggas want to do
it. Yeah, I'm jumping out of the sky. One time, yeah. Though.
Sex is about as far as I go.
Threesome?
Unprotected sex is about as far as I go.
Oh my god.
That's not a risk.
Nigga, we got corona, AIDS.
Nigga, that.
What is the coronavirus?
Bro, it's everything, bro.
It is the plague.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Stop fucking with them Asians, bro.
Die to see be dead.
I thought it was something you get from a corona. I don't even know what the hell they were talking about.
So, okay, you know, it's really some shit going on.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's it's really some man-made shit that's getting
man-made, though.
I feel like it is. Always something. Every fucking
I'm trying to figure out how this appear out of nowhere.
We done heard about this corona shit before.
A minute ago.
I don't know.
It's a. It's a different version of SARS, which actually came from Asia as well. It is. Coronavirus is a different version of SARS.
It's not curable.
Yeah, we heard this shit. We heard about this.
It's treatable.
Ebola came out before.
Yeah, they treat it.
It's treatable, but it's not curable.
It's treatable. It's not curable.
It's treatable. Corona is treatable, not curable.
All they can do
is take care of you and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just man-made.
All of it is.
My thing is like, you know, like which one of y'all niggas out here fucking monkeys, bitch? Let me find out.
I don't think it's simple, huh?
What you say?
Exactly. From a seafood market, but it was the stuff they were selling. Like they were selling something called bat soup, and it like started from.
And you know what's funny though, because I remember looking at World War Z.
Bat soup.
You
want some bat soup?
I'm explaining y'all something.
You want some bat soup?
No, I was looking at World War Z, right? And this made me do research on this shit because it was pigs, and chickens. And the way that the World War Z virus started is some bat poop landed inside of the pigs, like slop, and they ate it and shit. They ate it and shit, and then the birds ate that, and then they ate the stew from the pigs, and then that's how it transferred to World War Z. So I'm like, okay, I know all movies come from some form of, truth. So I researched this shit, and actually that's where the virus is coming from, like pigs, bats, and birds. All the bird flu really came from fowl. And it's like some mad cow disease and some of the brain bacteria comes from animals that we eat, and it comes from people not properly like separating the different animals from each other because they carry viruses that can crossbreed with other viruses that then affect us. So it's like basically farmers not take care of this shit.
He should be our fact checker because that was good.
Look it up. That
nigga. Nah, I did. That's what I did. And then you know what I'm saying. Yo, it says coronavirus.
Is that a fact?
Where you
learned this from?
Look it up. Look up virus.
Nah,
look
I just
up.
Did.
He just found it out right.
Coronavirus are a group of viruses that causes diseases in mammals, including humans and birds. In humans, the virus causes respiratory infections, which are typically mild, but may rarely be lethal. In cows and pigs, they may cause diarrhea. While in chickens, it can cause an upper respiratory disease.
Yeah, these diseases
what
become
it say about humans.
It's in mammals.
Yeah, like for it'll be like minor for us, but if it if it crossbreeds with other different viruses from different animals, like bats and birds, like it can like become a super virus, and then it's something we can't treat because it's not built for human anatomy. So basically, sometimes our antibodies can recognize an unknown thing, but not have the tools to combat it because it's from another animal. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If we get rabies, it's a big deal because we're not used to having rabies. So,
Can I ask y'all something? Since we were talking about like last week, and I don't even know if it was last week. It wasn't really last week. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about Meek Mill's approaching Nicki Minaj? And the husband getting into it or whatever.
I just heard about that last night.
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I never heard that.
Apparently, they got into like a
argument in a store.
Who was that, mall?
And her husband, Nicki Minaj's husband, told him to step outside. He said, "If I step outside, we ain't gonna talk."
So,
it ain't no talking, but it, I guess it got not resolved, but it kind of squashed itself out. They went their separate ways, but you know, cause Meek was with all his boys, even like just people who was in the mall. Some blind rapper was like, "Yo, that's my boy." You know, yeah. I was gonna ride for Meek, so you know, I don't think it would have went too good for her boyfriend.
Yeah.
My husband looked crazy as fuck. He would have killed all the asses.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. She's a Sag.
They
would have
got,
like,
got sprayed.
Be careful with Sagittarius women, bro. They are.
Be careful with Sagittarius men.
Yeah, that's a fact, too. But you really got to be careful with Sagittarius women because they are convincing. Like, they're some convincing people. And I mean, if you know them really well, and you like, fuck out of here. But if you don't know him that well,
we don't know the whole story behind Meek and Nicki Minaj and what happened.
Well, we don't know the whole story behind any of this shit.
No, I don't even.
You know what I'm saying? And what I'm gonna do is speak on, like, cause I don't really know her, but what I can speak on is when dealing with women is like most women. But if there's two men arguing over a woman, the source of the issue is always the woman.
The woman.
The woman is saying something. The woman is saying. The woman is giving some information that is causing one man or both men to feel a certain way about each other. And you gotta really get to the crux of that shit. Like, it's better as men to just have a conversation without that woman present and just have a conversation. You know, that's what I'm about to do. It's like, it's better than just.
When we going over there, bro?
I'm about to. As soon as we get finished with this shit, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna see what's up. But women say shit. That's a fact. Women have this way of being damsels in distress. Just like men have this way of playing a sympathetic role. Like, you know, I never had anything, you know. This is why I am the way I am. Women have a certain way of being the same way. Like, everybody's always doubted me. You know, people always, you know, always been so great to people and they just give me their ass kisses. It's the same shit. Like, men and women play victims two different ways. But men, by our design, we want to be protectors and we want to be like, nah, you know, extension of me, like, no weak shit type shit. And then we get put ourselves in certain situations. So I don't really know what's going on, like my man said. But I can tell you what, if those two men have a real conversation with each other, it won't be none of that no more.
Yeah.
For real, for real.
You've been laughing all day.
He's a funny guy, man.
You've been laughing all day.
Because, no. That is true. Y'all always gonna stop doing that shit. Like, okay, so y'all love like making niggas like fight, and it's not even in the niggas' nature, and you know that. But you just, I don't know, why do y'all do that shit? We didn't have like a call on, so I could really start.
I mean, it's the same way.
I want to start like cussing them out. Like, let me tell you something. You need to shut your ass the fuck up because I really want to start. We need to have a call on.
For real. Man, men do the same shit though, man. Like to make women fight over each other and shit.
In a different way.
It's just different. But it's just different on, way they on, do on, it on, though.
No. Man, no. Yeah. Yeah. Niggas is dumb as fuck. But we don't. I've never really like seen a man like really like, except for Stevie J, because he's a punk bitch. But I've never seen like a man.
Podcast really, live, like,
you watch that shit?
Yeah, he was watching that shit. I watched a little bit too in game live. Back in the day.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes you see the shit on there. Oh, yeah. You know? But I mean, it's hard. It's hard. It's in the news, you know?
Yeah.
But, because he's with Faith Evans. But, anyways. Damn. And he's low key a musical legend.
Yo, that's hard, yo.
We gonna
being with Faith Evans is hard.
Yeah, you know, he wrote for her. We gonna
anyway.
Gonna
well, where
gonna
we
leave
go?
That alone.
Leave that shit alone.
I mean, okay, we don't like. I've never seen like a dude really like put another girl up with, like, yo. So yeah, she did this, that, third to me and shit. So like, you know, when we see her, it's fucking problems and shit. Or no, don't speak to her. When you see her, yo, fuck her. All of this shit like that. Like, a real person, if you tell them about y'all story and everything, they'll know not to speak to that person. Or if they do get into a situation where they do, like, cross paths, it's not going to be on no friendly shit. It's just like,
right,
hello,
right,
what's right. up? Okay, bye. Like, type of shit like that. Women, y'all asses, love to hype a nigga because you guys harbor so much fucking pain. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all know, women, I'm usually like the feminist of the fucking group in this damn
you got gum?
Podcast.
I just want to see if you have something.
Y'all know I'm usually like the feminist of the podcast. But in this situation, since I've had these situations occur, y'all love to hype a nigga head up. Y'all love to play victim, like y'all didn't do shit in the relationship, like y'all wasn't, you know, cheating on the nigga as well, you know, having side conversations and shit. Y'all love doing that shit. Like, that's one thing women love to do. They never love to take responsibility for their shit. The way they do it is different from men. We don't like to take responsibility for our shit either, but we will if we get caught up. If we get caught up, you'll know. Then, yeah. Like, it's only so much lying that we can do.
Right. Yeah, I fucked the one time. Just that one time.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all take lies to the fucking grave. So it's like, women, it's just, yeah.
That's real. It's I'm not real. Lies to the
and
grave.
Then, like, and then it's like, y'all have, and then y'all try to, like, say, yo, get your brothers and shit. Like, bitch, I'll fuck your brother up, and then I'll call the police on him, have him arrested. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
I fuck him up. Then
I don't know
arrested.
About his have whole, him arrested.
His whole, his whole
have
life.
Have
him in the lake.
Your brother will get fucked up too. Yeah. So stop, please. But anyways, no, that shit is real. Like, yeah. Women love doing that shit.
Yeah, knock that shit the fuck off.
But yeah, no. That's all I had to say. All right, y'all.
Yeah, but that's a good point. Like, it's like, and men, you know, you got to stop talking about you got bitches that's going to see the girl if you really ain't got bitches that's going to see her, you know, because women don't, they have a long memory.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And if you be like, yo, man, I got bitches for you, niggas only, and they never show right, up.
Niggas only do that. I feel like niggas only do that shit when they really mad. I've never seen, and I've never done this myself. Like, I've never seen a dude tell a girl, in an argument, even if it's heated, I've never seen that happen. Like,
niggas
just for them. Now, when they are really pissed off, like, and they...
I probably done said that a couple times.
But, yeah. But you really do got it, though.
But I really do.
Yeah. I know she got them hands.
Yeah.
I didn't see them.
To the limit. Like, but, you push to a certain limit to where you was like, you know what?
But it, then after the fact, it's like, no.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that to you.
It's not that neat.
I feel like you have to be pushed to a certain limit to say that. It's like,
boy, you gotta be pushed all the way.
Nah, yeah. most niggas, like, we talking about, this is the top 10% up in this room. You know what I'm saying? Creme de la creme in this fucking
room. Creme de la creme.
90% of niggas out here is not thinking about how true anything they say coming out their mouth. They just trying to use it as a deterrent. I don't deter anybody from anything. The reason why is because I feel like if it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. So I'm not going to be just getting yelling in your mouth and telling you this ain't what you want to do and none of that shit. It just got to happen. Now, if I'm really trying to protect you, I'm going to say this shit. Like, I'm like, bro, you need to chill. Like, you need to relax.
I fuck with you.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? But if I do not fuck with you and shit, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't about to be sending you a bunch of wolf tickets through the text messages.
It's my mama get on your ass. For real.
Yeah. I ain't doing none of that shit.
If it need be.
If it gotta happen, This is what you want.
Now, when you get that one.
This nigga's crazy, bro.
When you get that one that's like, okay, well, where the fuck is she at? Because
I wish I had that.
If a few niggas say, where your mom at?
I got some dogs that'll get on your ass right now.
Where your mom at?
Like, where is she at? Where is your cousin? Where are they at? Like, I'm ready.
I was like that. We had a party at the crib on Fifth and Fraser and shit. And the hoes from Concord and shit was wilding, cause his cousin, Marcus' cousin, didn't want to help the shit, but he got off the ground because she wanted to fall out and be all crazy and shit. I'm gonna talk about it. So anyways, rest in peace. Not the female at the time that was acting up. She just was acting crazy. So like, his cousin, being the person she is, she's just like, Joe, you better go get his bitch because they tripping. So I'm like in the room, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Probably I'm doing something. So I came out like, yo, what's up? Like, what's the problem and shit? It's a bunch of chaos going out. These hoes talking about they went to the car. Blah, 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 blah. So me and Gohard, say you don't remember. Me and Gohard followed them outside like, yo, what's up? Like, everybody took their shirt like, what's up? Y'all going out to your car? What y'all going to go get? Like that, like they going to get guns and shit. They hopping in cars, popping their mouths, talking about who they going to get. So I went right to the female that was doing the most popping and shit. I said, yo, listen, I don't want to argue with y'all females. Call these baby daddies, y'all. You know where we at right now. Call everybody to come down here. Because that's just how I feel. We're not about to do all this wolf ticket shit. We're not about to do all this yelling and arguing and causing a scene for police to come and try to get somebody to break the shit up. Call some baby daddies down here. Let's talk to some men and shit. Because that's how I feel about it. Win, lose, or draw, the situation has to be handled. Because I can't sleep knowing somebody has a problem with me or knowing that they want to do something to me. I don't know how any nigga does that. I don't know how any nigga walks around sending text messages to somebody or jumping in DMing niggas or going under their post saying, I'm going to see you when I see you. What are you talking about?
So I think
How do you live day by day with this situation over your head?
Can I just interject
here? For me?
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
I feel like, okay, so there needs to be a real conversation between men and women about what is okay and what is not okay when it comes to arguments and shit. Because I understand that when you see red. But, you know, when you do get, you know, other dudes involved and stuff, you know, sometimes the shit gets resolved. But that fucking woman wants to hold that shit against that nigga for the rest of his fucking life and call him all sorts of bitches and pussies and shit. That's not okay.
Yeah.
So, and like, that... Like, there needs to be a real
conversation. Tally was in the kitchen when it all happened, right?
Right.
She slipped and fell by herself.
Right.
Did she die?
No,
she
not
did,
in
she
the
did, no, she did somewhere.
So this woman, she passed away.
Yeah, yeah. She passed away maybe a couple years ago, 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? God bless you, dad.
But, you know, Tally was there too. Tally came outside too, and and then he was like, Tally, go get it. Go get it. And I'm like, okay.
I already smoked something. Because we dealing with people who we don't know.
You probably didn't think rationally.
And yeah, I was drunk at the time. And then it was, and then they was all going out to their car. You know what I'm saying? And it was like people I didn't know. It was like females I didn't know. It was Shorty's birthday and she invited females that nobody knew. You know what I'm saying? And they had showed up and they was in like, these bitches was dusty. It wasn't like pretty. It was pretty and shit, but they was dusty pretty. They had like old school cars and all this other shit.
It was something like a Cadillac.
Yeah, it was wild shit. Like
Eldorado type.
It was like they was driving niggas' cars to this place. So I'm like, niggas gotta have something in the trunk. So I'm like, bro, go get it. Because nigga a bitch,
I'm not gonna hit no bitch, but if a bitch is shooting at me, she getting shot at. You know what I mean?
Hey, to be real, that's the same night you
not every out. Time. You let it slide sometimes.
That was different though.
Bro, was like,
yo, I couldn't not kill her though. Yeah, man, that would have been fucked.
Nah, nigga, you was like, with the pistol. What the fuck? Who got problems?
Oh, so loud.
I really smoke. Nah, I really smoke.
But that one time, though, was crazy.
Yeah, that shit happened twice. I'm like, yo, you need to relax, yo. You need to calm down.
We had to put the plaster on the door. Yeah, we had to fix the door and shit.
Yo, just for everybody else's ears, this bitch shot my back door in, yo, with the shotgun I gave her, bro. Listen, I've had a wild life, my nigga. People look crazy, bro. With a shotgun I gave her, bro. Sprayed the whole back door open. Sprayed that shit. Like, yo, tore the kitchen up, bro.
When I came home, this all I need.
Yo, mass destruction. Yo, I'm like, yo, I fixed it. I had to spackle the door and shit, yo. Niggas was doing home improvement. Yo. Niggas replaced windows and that. Like, yo, shit was crazy, bro. Look at how he looking.
And it was because I'm trying to think.
It was a whole bunch of bird shot too.
When she did it, like, I just want to see how.
Yo,
she did
the
it.
Look on my face.
Yo, I want to see how she hold the gun.
Let me tell you what's so funny about this shit. Prior to this shit, it was a bunch of commotion and shit. And I thought the situation was handled. So me and OD just sitting on the couch. Just chilling. He's like, bro, this shit was crazy. I'm like, yeah, bro, shit was crazy. I hear a knock at the door. I'm like, don't go to the door. This is how you know niggas pussy. I said, yo, don't go to the door. Both of us looked at each other and grinned. Was like, I ain't going to that door. That nigga OD said, I ain't going to that door, nigga. Did you see what just happened? It's like, shit, she might put hands on me. So we started laughing and shit. Boom! I was like, yo, our faces dropped, my nigga. It was like we didn't know what to do at that point. We had no idea. I'm like, bruh, we were terrorized at this point. So I'm like, OD looking at me like, you go get up? So I got up and went to the back door. Big ass hole. I'm peeking out the window. It's like a scary movie. I'm peeking through the hole in the door like, yo, is he still fucking there? No, she's coming around the front with the I'm like, yo, I'm about to die today. I'm like,
no. Offset,
man. No, fucking I'm like, yo, you are tripping right now. Like, you wild. We don't even gonna talk about this shit, man. Shit was wild, bro.
This is hilarious.
Nah, that shit was funny. I'm like, nah, nigga. You gotta kill both of us today.
Okay, now when she came to the front.
Yo, I'm like, yo, you a wild. And she was like, No, I'm not. Don't nobody believe me. I'm like, yo, listen. You are wild. Somehow I managed to wrestle the gun out of her hand.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's this is my the second question. Time. I managed to wrestle the gun out of her hand and subdue her. Like, yo, listen. You know, I'm going to just call some help for you. She's like, you calling the police? I'm like, I ain't never called the police in my life. I'm calling your mama. I'm calling mama. And she called the police. She was like, why you calling me with your dumb ass? Call the police. I'm not calling the motherfucker. I never called the police. I'm not going to call the police this time. Let them come handle it, bro. Just crazy situations, bro. Let me tell you something. If you would have known me a long time ago, you would not fuck with me.
Look, I just walked in the house and I just shook my head.
Nah, you would.
My room was right beside the kitchen, the kitchen was right there at the back door.
I hollered out that.
My life was your entertainment.
I wouldn't partake in any of it, but like if I was around it, I would be laughing my ass off. Because I'd be like, no, nigga, first of all, I'm not doing none of this shit. However, this is funny as fuck. No, that's funny.
Yo, my life for entertainment, my nigga.
I mean, I have my fair share of going to jail and shit. I'm not a good kid, but you know.
Yeah, but y'all just saying people don't want no drama.
Y'all ass, yeah, no, y'all was trying to kill each other out here, shit, and having fun doing it.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun. At that time. It wasn't fun.
No. No, that's not. That's
the first time I got to get down to lay down treatment.
Yeah, nigga.
On the news.
Yo, this nigga. Yo, that's not a good situation, bro, to be in.
Y'all some niggas at the end of the day.
And it'd be crazy because, like, that house on Frazier, we used to have, like 5, 6, 7 niggas there at a time.
Yeah.
I was the only one there by myself at the time. I was
Yeah, I heard about that shit. As soon as we left, niggas, niggas was like, yeah, all right, nobody's here anymore. Let's go get Taliban and shit. Next thing you know, like 6 months later, I didn't hear about the shit when it happened. 6 months later, niggas was like, yeah, you know Taliban got held at gunpoint. I was like, damn, man. Sorry for the bro.
Because I had just came home from work. This is when I was working at UNC Charlotte. So I was getting off. I was working third shift, getting off in the morning. So, you know what I'm saying? I hear something. I don't know what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody there but me. So I'm just looking at the door. The door open. Fucks, get down. No problem, nigga. What you? It ain't shit in here anyway, so
what the fuck?
Might as well. I'm not resisting.
Damn.
So I mean,
they everybody was gone.
Yeah, they it was some bum ass dudes because they stole my shoes. Like, don't nobody really, you know.
Yeah, there was some people across the street. They just seen we had all that traffic, and but they was not gonna come over there when all the niggas in the door.
Right, that was my spot.
Yeah, it was a spot like a month.
You didn't find out until 6 months later.
Yeah, because I was where was I at?
I don't know. You had left prior.
I was. Oh, I had my own shit at that point. Yeah. I had left and I had got my own shit. I was staying on Statesville by that time. By that time, I was full fledged trying to turn into a family man. I had rejuvenated myself trying to be a good guy.
And this Taliban picked up the fucking slack.
Nah, he was trying to be a good guy on his own. He was just being
No, I'm saying, like, damn, it's like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had it. Taliban always got it. You see where he at?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was straight. Yeah. He was always straight, and he always going to be straight. So, Taliban had done more for niggas than niggas can write readily admit
to. Niggas and bitches.
And women. Than that anybody could admit to. So, like, no, don't ever worry about this man. At least financially.
Yeah,
I may worry about him mentally.
That's where I get my blessings from. Those blessings I do get, that's where I get them from. Cause I try to be treat people like I want to be treated. So,
well, this has been an eventful podcast, man. It's you guys turn in. You guys tune in next week when we got bullshit going on. You went out of town next week, right?
I'll let you know.
Where you going?
Go with this shit.
Nowhere far, Raleigh.
Okay.
Okay, well, just in case, I'm going to grab that mixer from your ass.
Okay.
Because you never know.
That's what.
Man. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in for the podcast.
I'm about to check my account see if I have enough to go out and get something to eat.
Well, yeah. And this has been a great episode about last week.
Next time you hear this voice, I won't have to do this shit again because I will be big balling.
Well, we don't ever take shit out of this podcast. Taliban, send them away.
Like, comment, subscribe. Can't wait to hear from you. Peace.